And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 23rd of December, 2010. It's the birthday of the poet Robert Bly, born Madison, Minnesota, 1926. It's the birthday of Norman McLean, born in Clarinda, Iowa, 1902. Grew up in Montana, taught English at the University of Chicago for many years, built a cabin in Montana near the Big Blackfoot River, spent every summer there, and at the age of 70, he wrote his famous autobiographical novella, A River Runs Through It. It's the birthday of Harriet Monroe, the founder of Poetry Magazine, born in Chicago in 1860. And it's the birthday of the novelist Donna Tartt, born in Greenwood, Mississippi, 1963, author of two big prize-winning novels published a decade apart, The Secret History in 1992 and The Little Friend in 2002. The Little Friend, set in a small town in Mississippi in the 1970s, about a girl named Harriet and the unsolved mystery of her older brother's death. Here's a poem for today by Timothy Steele, entitled Toward the Winter Solstice. Although the roof is just a story high, it dizzies me a little to look down. I lariat twirl the cord of Christmas lights and cast it to the weeping birch's crown. A dowel into which I've screwed a hook enables me to reach, lift, drape, and twine the cord among the boughs so that the bulbs will accent the tree's elegant design. Friends passing home from work or shopping pause and call up commendations or critiques. I make adjustments. Though a potpourri of Muslims, Christians, Buddhists, Jews, and Sikhs, we all are conscious of the time of year. We all enjoy its colorful displays and keep some festival that mitigates the dwindling warmth and compass of the days. Some say that L.A. doesn't suit the Yule, but UPS vans now, like Magi, make their present-laden rounds, while fallen leaves are gaily resurrected in their wake. Neighborhoods sink into dusk. The fan palms scattered all across town stand more calmly prominent, and this place seems a vast oasis in the Holy Land. This house might be a caravansary, the tree a kind of cordial fountainhead of welcome, looped and decked with necklaces and cinctures of green, yellow, blue, and red. Some wonder if the Star of Bethlehem occurred when Jupiter and Saturn crossed. It's comforting to look up from this roof and feel that while all changes, nothing's lost, to recollect that in antiquity the winter solstice fell in Capricorn, and that in the Orion Nebula, from swirling gas, new stars are being born. Toward the Winter Solstice by Timothy Steele, from the book Toward the Winter Solstice, published by Swallow Press, Ohio University Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, you can read the current issue of Poetry or listen to the monthly editor's podcast at poetryfoundation.org. And by the all-new Chevrolet Volt, available soon in select markets. Details at chevyvolt.com. The all-new Chevrolet Volt. It's more car than electric. Produced by Kathy Roach and Nick Vetter. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.